to DFM's Last Word on Business with Matt Cooper and Capital Flow, Ireland's fastest growing specialist business lender, capitalflow.ie.
Ian Guide, our markets editor with the Business Post, is with us for our daily business update. And let's start with something which I'd imagine the government or Fine Gael in the election campaign might like to trumpet. An independent source saying that, yes, the number of houses been built in the country is at the highest level in a decade.
Yeah, good evening, Matt. These are figures from Goodbody Stockbrokers, and they are compiled using BER ratings, so the energy ratings for buildings. So it's giving a good indication of connections to homes and individual
connections.
That's
a better measure, is it, than the old electricity connections?
Yeah, which could, you know, you could have, you know, an old connection going in. So people who would have been reconnected, disconnected and back on again. So these are a good measure, and Goodbody have been doing it for some time. So these figures show that 21,500 homes were connected last year. A big increase. If you go back even five, six, 7 years, we were below 5,000 back in 2013. Look at the fourth quarter of 2019. So the last 3 months of last year, October, November and December, 6,600 connections. And that was up 20% year on year. So you can see throughout 2019, the number of housing completions as measured by BER ratings was actually increasing. That's the good news, Matt.
But there's a big but, isn't there?
If you look at where is the population and where is the housing crisis most acute, that is in Dublin. And if you look at the number of new completions in Dublin, it was up just 2% year on year. So the capital, where there is so much demand, where prices are rising, builders are not building new homes. What's happening? Well, we're exporting to the commuter belt counties in a much greater number. So if you look at the counties in the Mid East region, up 36% year on year. The Midlands, 61% year on year. So therefore, what is happening now is we're just exporting people from Dublin to the commuter belts, pushing up prices there and making people commuting in longer and longer.
And the Goodbody economist Dermot O'Leary also said that actually we need 35,000 new housing units a year.
Yeah, and we're building 21. So while the trend is increasing, it's nowhere near. Just one interesting little stat, the number of apartments, Matt, and we know there is demand for apartments, both for rental and for people to live, up 55%. However, fewer than one in five, actually it's one in six, are just apartments in the city, and a lot of them are going into the rental stock. So there is good news here, Matt. However, it is just taking so long.
Okay, let's move to other things. Disney Plus, when are people going to be able to get it in Ireland?
A little bit quicker than we expected. Disney announcing today that Disney Plus, its streaming service, will be coming to Ireland, the UK and most European markets on the 24th of March. It had been penciled in for the end of March. They're bringing it forward. A couple of reasons why that might be happening. Disney Plus has proven to be very successful in the US. It launched in November and it has signed up millions of customers already. So there is demand out there for the content. Also, they probably want to get in because they know that our streaming services, like Apple has launched a streaming service in Europe, it's been available. So they want to get in there. The content is doing well. The Mandalorian, which is the Star Wars spin-off, Baby Yoda, I've managed to see a couple of episodes of it already myself, don't ask how. It's doing so well, it's doing very popular. So perhaps they want to capitalise on that program. They've also got some other things out there. Jeff Goldblum is fronting a series for them. Some other things out there. So all the Star Wars content, all the Marvel, Pixar and National Geographic content will be available. Pitched at €6.99 per month or £69 a year. So that's actually just a little bit cheaper than some of the Netflix packages out there. Now, they only have one-off pricing. Obviously, Netflix, you can get various different pricing levels.
Depending and a on much whether you wider want range of choice, I would have thought, as well.
Yeah, like Netflix, we'll have figures out of Netflix tomorrow for you, Matt. They have about, 160 million users. Disney, though, again, it has surprised people in the United States. The take-up, even though they haven't given out some figures, they have said it's exceeded their internal forecasts. And some of the independent analysis out there just on where subscription levels are going through the app stores are suggesting that Disney Plus is actually taking on Netflix, even though the content so far, it is limited to, again, Star Wars, Marvel films out there. But this could be the real challenger to Netflix compared to, say, what Amazon has not really taken on Netflix so far.
Okay, the Boeing MAX jet is one of the most fascinating business stories of the last year. It's still grounded. When it comes back, there's been a suggestion that it should be renamed. And a bit like, I suppose, you had what was it, Windscale became Sellafield with the nuclear disaster, and various other name changes to try and make us forget something. But do you think, are people going to be happy getting on a 737 MAX under a different name?
No, and Boeing are doing a terrible public relations campaign right now. It has to be said, this will be a case study in business schools in the next couple of years. There's a huge conference going on. Ireland is home to the aviation leasing industry, and there's a huge conference in the Shelburne Hotels, a conference, and all the chief executives of the aircraft leasing companies. So they buy the planes from Boeing and lease them onto airlines. So the chief executive of a company called Air Lease, Stephen Hazy, he is ordering 150 Boeing 737 MAX, and he is saying Boeing need to ditch the MAX name. He is saying that they have no idea how badly this is going down with customers. The brand is suffering because of it. And he said, look, when this plane gets certified again, which could be what, March, April, even a bit longer, he's saying, look, they need to ditch it. They also need to communicate with passengers out there because they are doing such a bad job and they are damaging the 737 brand, which is the most popular airplane in the world. So when the MAX comes into use again, ditch the MAX.
Thank you very much, Ian Guide, our markets editor of the Business Post.
Today FM's Last Word on Business with Matt Cooper and Capital Flow, Ireland's fastest growing specialist business lender. Capitalflow.ie.